Hello and welcome to another Modern Commerce Talk from Aventia. I'm Jack Stratton from Insider Trends, and I'm delighted to be joined again by Mots Naus, Director of Products at Aventia. Today we're going to be talking more specifically about one of those products, which we're going to get onto shortly. So we're looking at how products like in-store digital displays can offer some real business value post-COVID. But to begin that conversation, I guess what I want to think about, you know, is why these kinds of solutions are becoming more relevant. Because perhaps years ago, part of the problem with this kind of technology, arguably, was the need and relevance of those products in maybe a different retail context 5 or 10 years ago in stores. But of course, the retail world, the world of shopping has moved on a lot since, and I think we're in a very different place now. So, Mots, I want to start with the question, you know, what are the limitations or problems that we want to overcome in a store? And I think that question will then lead us into thinking about the role of something like in-store digital displays. So, yeah, what are the limitations or problems that we're kind of trying to overcome?
Yeah, so I think that when it comes to moving into the store today, if compared to going online, there's a lot of products. They are stacked in different way. They are sort of competing with each other on footprint in the stores. A store has a ton of products, but not all of those products are relevant for me when I walk into the store. I probably have some kind of specific need. And even when I get to the department where I want to get something, I want to get a power drill, there's going to be a number of drills. And it's hard to get a good overview or a good detailed information about these products. So I think that while there is in some ways, really good static signage that you could use to find what you're doing, that is only going to be it's not possible to do that for all products. So it's very hard to, I think, get the kind of footprint that a digital presence offer for a physical signage, sort of.
Yeah, and I think to add to that, I think something that I've touched on when talking to you before is that I guess now we have a customer that arrives in store with so much knowledge already, right? They know probably most of what they already want before they've walked in. They know about the products. They often know the stories because they're not just reading the product on the website. Maybe they're engaging on social and whatever. Like, so they have such a deep knowledge that I suppose, you know, the in-store digital displays can, you know, as a minimum, replicate that and hopefully maybe go further and give something else that's new and different that you can't get online.
Yeah, exactly. So what I think a digital display really does is it can bring you relevance, it can bring you engagement and interaction with the customer, and the main purpose of that is, of course, to support you as a customer in your purchase decision, to make sure that you buy the right thing, the thing that you needed, not the thing that you thought you wanted, but the thing you actually needed, and the thing that will support and cater to the needs that you are expecting. And like you say, people are going to come from a more online situation today, so they're going to be more read up about it. But when they get to that store might have a limited assortment, and it could also be that it might actually give you information of something that you didn't know about. So I think when we compare to like digital when we compare to physical signage information, that can't really give you that overview that the digital can. Or it will give you that overview on the cost of detailed information. So you could have a lot of products just stacked on a huge shelf. That's going to give you a good overview, but it's not going to get you the detailed information. It's not going to say, well, 350 persons liked this power drill over this power drill. And the other way around, you could, of course, say, well, okay, we're going to focus on this product because we have a really good margin on it, and we think that the customer will like it. So we'll do tons of information about it, reviews and customer testimonials, et cetera, et cetera. But then you lose the overview because then it's just focused on that one. So here I think the digital platform can really transform that into something a lot more both engaging but also relevant and informative. So let's for an example, I'm a house owner, so I want to buy some paint. I go into a store and there's just paint cans. They're small, they're round, they're really hard to read on. It might be limitations in languages on them, in the instructions on how to use them and apply. There's no way to on a physical signage to inform me about this. Inform me, how do I clean the brushes afterwards? How do I apply it? How many coats? What should I think about? All the hard facts like temperatures, etc., and also examples of people that have done stuff with this paint to give me inspiration and really think that is this the one for me. And here, for instance, a digital signage could be awesome. You could interact with it. I'll circle back to that later on. But if you can get the paint that you are looking at that can, if you can get that information into the display, activate it, you can see all of this information. You can see hard facts. You can see videos on how you apply it, what you should think about, professional painter doing, some tips and tricks that will make you have a better result with it once you bought it. So there are endless possibilities with this kind of information. And I think also, circling back to our last talk, when we talked about how can you utilize your e-commerce investment in store, your e-commerce solution probably has tons of information about this one. It's quite normal today that the e-commerce solutions have high quality images, you have videos, you have instruction manuals, you have all of these things. And so having that e-commerce engine, that PIM, the product information management system with all this information, having that and utilizing that information out into this digital in-store display is just something you should do. Because that will support your customer in their customer journey and buying the right thing.
That's a really interesting point, that actually, again, a lot of what a retailer might need to facilitate something that maybe once seemed like a big step for a traditional physical retailer, mm-hmm. in-store digital displays, and I think in Aventia's case, that are controlled through customers' mobile phones or staff's mobile phones or whatever. That would have seemed like quite a big step, but actually, again, what you're saying is a lot of the nuts and bolts of what you need is there in your e-commerce investment, actually.
Yeah, it might be if you've done the right choice before, of course, so you don't sit in something that's really hard to develop. But you probably have the information you want to expose to the customer. And like you say, I think that there is there are two kind of concerns about displays. One is the cost. Okay, but what's it going to cost to set up 20 high-grade industrial standard touch screen displays in my store? And are people going to want to use it anyway because it's COVID? So why I don't want to touch something that 20 people before me have touched. So what we have done at Aventia is that we've looked into a technology where the customer uses their own mobile phone as sort of the remote control for these displays. That limits, that has a lot of benefits. One of it is, of course, that since the customer is carrying around their own mobile phone, because I think we can assume that everybody that's walking into a store has a mobile phone, or at least enough percentage so that it makes sense. So if we can use that as a remote control, then we can skip the whole touchscreen thing. That reduces the hardware investment a lot. You could go with whatever kind of cheap TV or monitor that you need. I think also then the concern has been, well, okay, what kind of system do I need for this? When in reality, you don't need a system. You don't need to install something in the store. The in-store display will actually just be a monitor towards your e-commerce investment or a cloud-hosted in-store solution that utilizes the e-commerce investment to expose the same kind of products that you already are displaying for that store and utilizing that product information. Of course, in a dedicated design or UI where you lay out things and remove stuff like perhaps cart, et cetera, that you don't want to have on that public large screen display that everybody can see. But still, it's the same information. And just circling back to this, using the mobile phone as a remote control, So what that enables us to do is a number of things. It enables us to use your mobile phone as the remote. So that simplifies the hardware investment, but it also actually enables us to have both the large screen public display that everybody in the store can see, but you can also have the private information on the small screen on your display. So let's say, for instance, that I'm really interested in this paint that I spoke about before, but I really need a couple of them, and I don't want to take them with me right now. Using this, the personal view of the mobile phone in together in conjunction with the in-store display, I could be offered different sort of payments for this and home delivery. If you are connected to a self-serve checkout solution, you could just carry on that in-store display. When you know that this is right for you, this is what I want, you would just carry that on to the self-serve checkout implementation and do all the private transaction information in your mobile phone.
And it really, just to kind of wrap up, I think what's really interesting about this, it reminds me of something, and this isn't, I'm going to give an example, and it's Tommy Hilfiger, and I'm not going to be critical of Tommy Hilfiger, because they do lots of really incredible things, actually, in terms of in-store technology, and they've been a real leader, I think, actually. But one thing they did years ago, and they, I think, they changed this because they realized it was something that wasn't working, but in their flagship in London, I'm not sure if you ever went there, Mots, but they had like two, at least, enormous touchscreens that were really kind of like the heroes of the whole store. Like, you couldn't miss them when you came in, one upstairs, one downstairs, all kinds of other cool technology. They had magic mirror in the fitting room, and that was really good, actually. But these giant touchscreens, I used to run, well, we still do, but obviously not during the pandemic, run retail safaris in London. And when we'd take brands and we'd look around the store, they'd be busy, but no one would ever be using those touchscreens. And if they did, they'd use it for a while, and then they would stop. And honestly, they would always just get their mobile phone out, because if they were looking for some information, they realized, do you know what? It's actually quicker for me to just go on social media and find what I was looking for on there, or go into my app, or go into wherever I buy clothes. And but basically, there was no way that experience on the touchscreen was faster or easier. And then it made me think, my God, Tommy Hilfiger have invested a hell of a lot of money, because this touchscreen is an entirely different thing they've built. This wasn't something that linked with people's phones. This was a new piece of hardware. And I think what you're saying perfectly exemplifies where we are now, really, in terms of in-store tech, right? We've gone fully to realizing, actually, you've got to make that them, where possible, fit or connect with our phones, because for better or worse, we're using them for everything. So you've got to make those a part of the puzzle, haven't you?
Exactly. So, and that's what we talked about in the last session. We talked about how it's not online and in-store commerce anymore. It's commerce. And the same, I think, goes for this as well. You can't see it as a in-store display that's just doing its thing. It's sitting there, because then you will have the Tommy Hilfiger scenario where nobody's using it. It needs to be connected and together with everything. So your online journey should be supported by your in-store. The display should also then, of course, be a part of this. You're reusing the infrastructure that you had for your commerce, for driving the in-store display. But that in-store display also, I think, needs to be complemented by your mobile phone, so that the transition from the in-store display to the mobile phone is sort of seamless, and you can carry that transaction or that journey across between these different platforms. And that sort of also takes into to the thing of when you're done with this, or when you're interacting with the in-store display, why should you do that? You already have the device in your hand, right? Mm. So why should we invest? The customer is already bringing their display into the store. And while that is true, I think that an in-store display, if that is not a huge hardware investment, then it makes sense. If it is a big hardware investment, then I think the user is anyway going to use their phone, so it doesn't really meet the demands. But if that is not such a major hardware investment, if you can get away from the industry standard touch part, which you otherwise will need if tons and tons of people are going to touch it, if you can make that a low investment hardware-wise. And there's no sort of software that needs to be installed and monitored on all the different devices. Then they can complement each other in a good way, because it is watching an instructional video on a small iPhone or Android phone is quite hard. You don't get the details. You don't get that kind of information. It's also hard to get a digital overview on a small phone. You're anyway going to sit and scroll item by item by item. So you're not getting that overview. And here I think that the large screen display, if that can be an extension of your mobile phone, then that can give you that value. It can give you high image on a large format. You can see details. You can see instructional videos. You can also collaborate in a better way, especially now in the pandemic, but even after the pandemic, you can collaborate with, let's say if I'm going to buy this thing and I want to discuss it with my wife. Well, we can do it over the phone, but we can see better and talk better about things on a large screen. It can also be surrounded by other information. So when I'm looking at this, I can see accessories to this paint. Well, you'll need the paintbrush, you'll need this for cleaning it, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the large screen, if it's not a huge hardware investment, it makes more sense, and then it collaborates together and bring these different journeys together.
Yeah, and that much easier for anyone wanting to try this stuff out, that much easier for people to justify the risk, justify the test, and you know, and try this stuff out. Mots, thank you again so much for joining me. It's been super interesting. We'll be back soon with another Modern Commerce Talk on a different subject, but that's everything we've got time for now. So thanks very much, and take care.
Thank you.